Week 9 in the NFL is complete. Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes have taken another one on the chin. What we going to do with Prime out there in Boulder, man? What's going on with the Buffaloes?
They just got to get their front seven, them trenches.
Hype train over with?
Hype train definitely over with. They got to get better trench work.
Is the season lost?
I think the season is pretty much...
what it is.
It's what it is. Like,
will they win another? Just waiting on you from week to week to always change back. Cause you went
I can at least change back because I you left my... I left myself room to change. I didn't go all in on the what you went in all in on.
What did I go all in on?
You was talking about how trash they was from the gate.
I was right.
No, you wasn't. It just ended up being right, but you
the results. The schedule is right. The schedule.
You weren't right. They lost two or three games they shouldn't have lost.
True.
They're clearly better than two or three teams they lost to.
Who?
That the team they lost to week before last.
Stanford.
No, not Stanford. They won after Stanford. The game they was up 20-something to nothing. Which team was that?
That's Stanford.
Was that Stanford?
Yeah, that was Stanford.
Yeah, they lost to that team. They definitely shouldn't have lost to that. They better than that team.
They lost to Stanford.
Recruiting, they better than that team.
That game was, what, 29-0 at the half?
Yeah, and they lost that game.
Yep.
So, that's just one of the games they shouldn't have lost.
Okay, well, they came back on USC. USC had a blasted
loss. Yeah, but they made it look good on that. They clearly not better than USC, and USC ain't good. But I'm saying they still not better than them. Because USC got a...
high-powered offense.
High-powered offense, just no defense.
Good receivers, yeah. Oregon walked the dog with them.
Yeah. Now, Oregon beat them down.
Colorado State is not good at all.
That's the game they should have won.
That's the game they came from behind to win in overtime.
Okay, yeah. I can't keep...
Colorado State ain't winning
nothing. The hype is gone.
Listen, hold on. Listen.
And I'm glad.
Colorado State ain't winning nothing, and they came from behind to beat Colorado State. Mm-hmm. Nebraska, they had a slow start with Nebraska, mm-hmm. but they worked Nebraska. And to beat TCU to open the season up, TCU is not good.
Yeah, you're right.
So Arizona State, that's the game.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Arizona State, that was a very winnable game.
Right.
That they lost. They won that game 27-24, mm-hmm. but Arizona State isn't that good. Mm-hmm. But they almost lost that game. I told you from the get-go, UCLA, they gonna beat UCLA. No, that ain't on UCLA level.
Yeah.
Even though the game was a lot closer score-wise, 28-16, and then lose this weekend to Oregon State. Arizona just locked in a bowl bid this week. They're 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
And they have played and beat teams that have beat Colorado.
They possibly could have been done. They could be done.
So they got Arizona next. Then they have a Washington State team and finish out with the highly ranked Utah Utes.
Nah, they done. No, they done. I said it. I don't know what dead horse you keep beating. I done said it. It's over. They ain't winning.
2 weeks ago, you were still saying, they going to find 2 wins.
Yeah, but...
And they still can. They still can.
Nah, it's over. They not even playing as good as they was earlier. And I don't know why.
They were playing inferior competition earlier.
No, it ain't even that. They not playing the same way they played. The hype ain't there. It's like something missing.
The wheels have fell off the way.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
It is, man, because
like you said, they playing better teams now, though.
Yes,
whether the wheels fall off or not, they gonna get knocked off.
whether
they fall off on their own or somebody have to force them off.
They coming off. Yeah.
And I
said at the beginning of the season, what did I say?
Now, you say stuff in order so you could be right.
No, I just say.
Like, you really, it ain't like you went out on a limb.
No, because everybody predicted to win 2 wins.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I said it would be a great season if they got to a bowl.
By you saying that they was going to
it'll be great to get to a bowl, to get.
You didn't go out on a limb.
No.
I went out on a limb.
Yeah, you said 9-10 wins.
Yeah, I went out on a limb just to make it interesting. You just trying to be right. You took the safe bet. Oh, they're going to lose. You took the safe route. I went out on a limb.
The safe route?
The safe route is to say.
The accurate route.
No, the safe route is to say they're going to lose because they sorry last year. Pretty much. That's the safest way you can predict that.
It's like this.
By me saying they were going to win eight to nine games.
You took a risk.
I took a risk. I went out on a limb.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a risk. I mean.
No, but I'm saying you say stuff just to be right. I don't do that.
I don't get what you mean by that.
Yeah, you do that to try to be close to right as you can get.
I don't understand what you mean by that. It just is what it is because, again, you jump in the transfer portal. People talk about the coaching staff. They talk about all this stuff. What I compared it to was, and I'm being honest right here, B.A., you remember the last 2 years what I was saying about Jackson State.
Right.
And what I said about him as a coach.
No, but Jackson State.
Should have dominated. Should have dominated, and it didn't.
But and people get caught up in that. Personnel involved. It ain't coaching involved. It's personnel involved.
In Colorado or Jackson State?
Both. In college, it's both. Like, Jackson State ain't had nothing. They had old boy, which one? The
Travis Hunter.
They had him. And his son.
And Shiloh.
Yeah, but that's it.
And the running back.
But listen.
And Gaddia is SEC transfer who's balling at Missouri right now.
What I'm saying
is. They had the better players in HBCU football. And they didn't get coached up.
But that still ain't but 3-4 players. 4-5. That still ain't.
You recruited the best. Still, he got the best HBCU players.
When Deion Sanders.
And they lost both years.
Coach went to Colorado. Do you know people were saying that his sons were starting just because they were Deion Sanders' sons?
That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So, really, they weren't good. They weren't good. Let everybody else tell it. Yeah. But they came to Colorado and balling. All of a sudden,
I was one of those people that said, I don't know how it's going to transfer.
Yeah, you didn't even believe in the quarterback.
I did.
No, you ain't no, I didn't. You thought he was garbage. Yes, you thought he couldn't play D1 football. You thought that. And I was telling, what was I telling you? I said, man, that boy good. Listen. I just knew he could play, bro. It's like, you can only play from where they got you at. And just because they was at Jackson State, everybody was thinking, they just some Rudy Poop players because they playing at Jackson State. But the dude was good. And if they had any kind of listen, Shador running for his life, bro.
Every play,
bro. Like you can't. That ain't even healthy to even have him out there. Really, truly. He's running for his life, man. What game that was? It was like the first half, and he had already got sacked 8 times.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that ain't even counting the hurries and all that stuff.
Let me,
He got sacked at least 6 to 8 times before half. I can't remember which game it was. And I said, he ain't got a chance. He running for his life. I saw it. And I was disgusted. I really ain't watched him no more since then. I have been peeping at him, not watching. You know how you watching the whole game? I said, man, this man running for his life. I ain't want to see him get hurt.
It's trash football.
That's what I'm saying.
It's trash.
And he fighting through all that.
Yeah.
Trying to be great. Remember they had his name, first couple games?
Heisman.
But you can't maintain that.
No.
You see how they got that USC quarterback?
Yeah.
You see, man, they down in him. And no matter what happens, he gonna be the number one pick.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing that can, he's gonna be the number one pick. You can't stumble on. Like, some other quarterback might jump up in the top 5, but he ain't dropping.
No, the talent is there.
It's there. So, that's what I'm saying.
The team may not be worth a quarter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even he can't go win the championship.
No.
And he got way more weapons on offense than Shador.
Right.
So that tells you that the wins or losses don't even matter.
Not when it comes down to evaluating talent for the next
Right. Game. That's what I'm saying. So he ain't got a fair shake. Because at least Obar from USC, they blocking for him.
Right, he got a chance to throw the ball.
He got a chance to throw the ball. Yeah. Man, Shador running for his life, bro.
And they can
as soon
run the ball.
As he dropped back, he have to just...
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you... This is the stats from Oregon State. Shador was 24 for 39, 61% on pass. He's a pretty... He's an average
man, he's a great... For the situation he in, man, he's tough.
Had another 245 yards, two more touchdowns. But here's the issue. Rushing the ball. Guess who the leading rusher was? Shador.
But and
seven you know scrambles, that, no design runs. Seven
no,
scrambles
do
for
you
37
know
yards.
How bad that is?
Terrible.
And I'm gonna tell you why it's terrible. Because he don't even look to run
at all.
He's running for his life.
Yep. He's forced.
He's
to
running
run.
To not get hit.
He's forced to run.
Yeah.
So he had seven rushes for 37 yards.
He don't have happy feet.
Wilkerson had four rushes for 17 yards. Anthony Hankerson had two rushes for 8 yards. And the guy who lit the world on fire at TCU, the Dylan Edwards, five rushes for 6 yards. Same thing I said when I saw him first. You know, he lit the world on fire that first.
I mean, he's what he is.
He's unplayable.
A third down back. Yes. Kick return, punt return.
He's not bad.
He's like that turban guy for the Cowboys. You see him?
Yeah. He's dangerous on returning the ball.
He would.
This
no.
Edwards got
you
in
get
space.
In the ball in space.
Yeah, it sounds like he can.
Third down, wheel route out the backfield, angle route out the backfield. Ain't no linebackers guarding him.
That kid, you can't even play him at running back. He needs to be a slot receiver going into next season. Can't play him at running back.
On third down, you can.
Well, if he has to block or chip somebody, he can't do it.
No, but he not. He's going out on the pass.
About 150.
But he's going out on the pass. Who's going to guard that 150?
Well,
nobody.
Yeah, he's dangerous out there, bro.
Ain't nobody's guarding that, bro. Nobody. Ain't nobody going to be quick enough to guard him.
He's super
fast. No linebacker, safety, in a short space, in and out of a break. You ain't guarding him.
Travis Hunter.
Oh, I told you what I thought. I've been told you. He's a cornerback. He's
wide receiver.
You think? In the pros.
I've said this since he went to Jackson State.
So you see.
I've not changed. I said that Travis Hunter, to me, is going to be more potent and more valuable at the next level as a wide receiver.
I beg to differ. I see corner. That's what I see.
Okay.
That's what I see.
I'm still going to stick with it.
Okay.
And that's based on me watching.
But you ain't going out on a limb.
Oh, you know hold on. I'm taking risk because you're taking the safe bet saying he's a corner. Everybody says he's a corner. I'm saying he's a wide receiver.
No.
Yeah. There you go. No. Prime example.
Which one's harder to play?
Cornerback.
All right. So how me saying he's going to be a corner.
You in the rest of the world.
You in the
rest of the world say he's been a corner.
But knowing he's harder to play that position. They take wide receivers and move them to corner.
True.
So, it's definitely harder to play corner. So, you being safe by saying...
You're
oh,
being safe by saying the position
no,
that he's designed to play. He's a cornerback. No. He's just auditioning as a
wide receiver. Is a wide receiver. Like, he can play that in his spare time while he's playing that. But he ain't going to be able to do it in the pros.
You don't think he play wide receiver in the pros?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I just don't think so. I don't see, like, the explosion. He don't have the explosion that he have at corner. The awareness, like, when he in zone coverage, he a ball hawk. I mean, I don't see nothing special out of him at wide receiver. Like, what he running for? I don't even know what he's
running.
Sure. I don't see nothing like that nothing jump out at me when he playing wide receiver.
But when you see him at corner, you see his instincts.
I see his instincts like he's a football player. Wide receiver, I just don't value that. Like, I don't value a wide receiver
as much as I do a corner.
Like, coming out to, like, coming and going into the draft.
Because you can get by with a wide receiver, you can't get by with a corner.
You can't. You can get by with, like, say you got a corner. You can get, I mean, say you got a wide receiver. He ain't the best route runner. You can get away with that.
Yeah, you can go sit down in the zone somewhere.
It's like you
can cross, run across him, right?
But at cornerback,
you got to be the deal.
You got
to be able to read. You got to have instincts. You got to know where to go.
You got to have the nose for the ball.
I'm not saying he doesn't have it. I'm not saying.
I just don't see nothing special. Like, yeah. If he was so special,
if he was on Monday Night Football tonight, right now with his body type, right now,
I think he could guard some of those guys that's coming out on routes real easy.
But do you think he would have a bigger impact?
He could go out there and have no big impact at wide receiver. I just don't see it.
Okay.
I don't see it. I just don't. Like, I might be wrong. Like, I don't mind being wrong, but I just think he's better at corner. I just think his instincts, bro. When you put him in zone, cover two, that
I'm not down on his cornerback skills. I'm saying
he's more.
I think he's more dynamic as a wide receiver.
I don't see it. Because if I see, like, he ain't even doing much at wide receiver. What has he been doing at wide receiver?
He led the team the other night, 8 catches, 98 yards.
Yeah, but that's dynamic.
No, I mean, look at the team.
But no. I ain't no look at the team. If you dynamic, you gonna be dynamic.
With a quarterback going backwards every time he gets the ball?
You gonna still be dynamic.
He was dynamic in that game.
No, he wasn't. Not on just 98 yards. That's what, one play? That's one play of being dynamic.
You should have saw that one play.
But I seen one pick he had the other game, bro. He picked off a ball in zone coverage.
He had two in that UCLA game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see that.
I mean,
the film jumps out at you when he's out there on defense.
Yeah, he's tough. He's good. He's a good player, no doubt about it. Especially when the opposing coaches every week are talking about him.
Now, we know he's a good player, but I just think his upside is more at corner.
Prime on coaching. I'm the hater because I've always
said. I don't second guess Prime. Prime is more of a... It's not an X's and O's type coach.
Instant coach.
No, he's not
that. A field coach.
Motivational coach.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker, no doubt about it.
He's more of that type of a coach. It's not an X's and O's.
You're talking.
He played off raw talent, bro. He was more talented than everybody on the field.
Didn't have to do all the stuff.
He's not coaching nobody up. He's making them believe.
Yeah.
That's more the type of coach.
But they made a bonehead.
X's and O's, that's left up for the other guys.
They made a bonehead decision going into the half. It was a 7-3 game.
Right.
And they made a bonehead decision. I mean, when I say bonehead, I mean bonehead. Went down to half, down 14-3.
Yeah.
And I said the same thing at Jackson State. I was like, man, he's motivating these guys, but... I don't know how much he's coaching them up, but he's a great motivational speaker. He getting you hype. I be ready to play football, and I can't play a lick right now at 45 years old, but I listen to Deion, and I get hype, man.
Right.
So, all right, if you're a top recruit, I've asked you this question, I think, every week. If you're a top recruit, are you still going to Colorado?
Of course. You ask me that every week.
For the finances?
Market. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. You prime time? Man, he still got people coming at the game. Like, the pub ain't there like it was a month ago, but the spotlight is there.
But if you are a prime time defensive lineman, you a DN, one of these show enough SEC, going to Georgia, going to LSU, going to Bama DNs, are you considering going to Colorado?
I definitely believe so.
Why?
The NIL deal.
For the money?
Money. It's a business now. It ain't college no more. You think he going to get more money with Alabama, or is he going to get more money with Deion? If you're the number one recruit in the nation, which one you think he'll get more money with?
But I'm talking about...
No, we're talking about what we're supposed to be talking about. Money. Ain't none of that other stuff we talking about matters. You think Shedeur Sanders is sitting... If Shedeur Sanders was at Oklahoma, you think he'll be sitting front row at the Staples Center basketball game at Oklahoma? No. No, he's probably one of the top players. He probably next to LeBron James, son. As far as NIL money.
Yeah, he is.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's got a perfect fit. His dad is Deion.
Yeah, but his dad is Deion, and all he could be all Deion he wants. It's where he at with Deion. He could be at Jackson State. Was he doing that? No.
No.
He with Prime Time. So guess what it is? Prime Time. NIL money. That's what it is, bro.
But it's almost like a package deal, though.
Honestly. Right. So if I'm a top recruit, I know if I go with Deion going, the money coming.
Because he's got all the commercials. He's got all the
spotlight. He got all that. Why would you? Like, I wouldn't go nowhere else. And then they ain't too shabby in football anyway. And if I don't like what I see next year,
get out of there.
I get out of there. And then go to Alabama. If Deion say, well, I'm my son finna go to the pros, and I don't know this or that, then I don't feel like
Let's talk that right there. Do you think that Shador and Shallow should return to Colorado after this miserable season?
I think so. Too many quarterbacks out there. And then you got to give...
What about Shallow?
Well, he could go. But I think both of them need to come back, stay together, and I need to see them with... At full power.
With some defensive linemen, some good offensive linemen.
There you go.
Full power.
Yeah, I think he can win. I think he can win Heisman next year. If they come back and they recruit right and get them linemen that they need, the top recruited linemen.
That's going to be my next question. Do you think the recruits are going to come through this year? Do you think he's going to load up with recruits?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to say I don't think so.
Why? Why you don't think so, though?
Because of the product on the field. And two, there's a questionability about the coaching staff. Because look at the bonehead mistakes they're making.
Now, but look.
And listen, hold on, let me finish.
He got a couple. He's trying to get in there, though.
Let me finish. So, like the Warren Saps of the world.
No, credentials. Stuff. Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I just think that if it's my career, I'm not willing to be a Travis Hunter. I'm not willing to take on a leap of faith and jump out there in the water, the shark-infested waters. I'm going to go to an LSU. I'm going to go to Oklahoma. I'm going to a Bama. I'm going to a Georgia. I'm going to something that I know works.
I got you.
Simple as that.
Mm-mm. I'm not buying it.
Because here's the thing. Next year, Deion's both sons are gone after next year, right? Mm-hmm. Is he there?
That's my point.
Is he going to be there?
But it don't matter. You can leave, though. It don't matter. You're not stuck there.
But your destiny as far as where you're choosing to go and your time, and you ain't getting a chance to pick it now. You're trying to get in where you fit in if you have to transfer, right?
Right.
I honestly don't think that Deion is at Colorado 4 years. Why? Because the hype is too real. If I'm another one of these big time programs that has a bigger program than Colorado, I'm just going to offer him more money. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he brings in the revenue, right?
Right.
He can recruit because he's a big motivational guy, right? And I don't think that the Colorado thing is going in the right direction as of right now. And when you say that, people say, oh, you just hating on Deion. I'm not no Deion hater. I will not hate on Deion. I want him to win because Deion winning changes the game for college football for African Americans. I like to see it. But enough about Deion, man. Get into a little bit of this NFL, man. Your freaking Steelers beat my Titans on Thursday night. We can't play dead. I don't know what's going on. I think we found a quarterback. Will Levis looks pretty good.
Man, he trash.
He looks all right. You're going to say that on
the He like right? Bubba Dub. Trash.
He looks pretty good out there. So I'm happy we made that move that you've been crying for to go ahead and see what we got. I was scared of it, but it looks like...
dude been better than
he looks Tanny ready to is. Play to me, man.
He already better than Tanny is.
He looks ready to play, man.
Tanny Hill out there shot putting the ball across the field. Man, that's old, man. Ain't nobody doing that no more.
He looks ready to play.
People are leaping, taking that leap, bro.
Jumping, man.
They jumping out there with these rookies in.
Man, CJ Stroud yesterday. Man, good. Hey, man. Real deal, Holyfield.
Listen, I know.
Whoa. On point with them passes. Got poise out there, man. Got that moxie they look for in a quarterback.
Dang.
That's a good quarterback, man.
Steelers should have traded up and got him.
Man, listen. Damn. We got to go back and listen to the podcast. What I was saying about CJ Stroud, the real deal. But he saw that in college. You saw he was the real deal.
Yeah, that one game he had against that SEC team. He had like 4 or 5 touchdowns, no picks.
Dangerous,
who
man.
Who was that that they played? It was against Georgia. Wasn't it Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia beat him.
Yeah, but he played a...
played his butt off, yeah.
He played a game like you know how I remember, I don't know if you remember, but when they told it old Joe Burrow off the field in that national championship game,
uh-huh.
I knew how good Joe Burrow was from that season he put on.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't no question. I knew he was the top guy.
Because he balled that season.
He played like that the whole year.
Whole year.
If you can do that for the whole year, bro, you good. So, when that dude played good like that in that one game, that was the only question. Can he maintain that? Can he be that good in the pro? He answered it.
Dude can ball.
That man. Dude is the truth.
That dude can ball, man.
Dude is the truth.
I mean, absolutely.
He's a
ball.
Truth.
No ifs, ands, buts about it.
My Steelers, I'm second guessing.
Pick it.
Yeah, I'm second guessing all that now. I don't know what we got, bro. It's like,
you're going in the right direction, though.
No, but the fourth quarter, he looks good. But the first three quarters, he don't. Yeah. Like, what's the difference in between the first three quarters and the fourth quarter?
Y'all stretched the field. Y'all threw a couple balls. Even caught a touchdown that stepped out of bounds.
No, but you got, I don't know, bro.
The play call on that, I would say.
Nah, you got Pickens.
But he missed a lot of,
three open throws, yes. Like that a T-baller can make.
Yeah.
Should be able to make. Crossing route to Pickens. A deep dig route to Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
He missed it. Yeah.
Just like, no good
that's
pocket.
That's like the first quarter, though.
Yeah.
Like, why can't he play to the level he plays at in the fourth quarter in the first three? It wouldn't be so hard in the fourth.
Right.
He wouldn't have so many come from behind wins. Because we'd be beating people down. With our defense, you don't have to be perfect.
Right.
You don't have to be perfect at all.
Just be functional.
Be functional. Score you 25 points. And we're in every game.
I agree with that.
And not to say our defense locked down or nothing like that. But they're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they good.
Yeah, that's serviceable.
And we got good defense.
The Miami Dolphins, that's a heckling giant team, man. Kansas City's defense is good.
Who?
Kansas City's defense is good.
Man.
They are good. That secondary is good.
Man, the Dolphins ain't beat a good team all year. Every team they beat is 2-4, 2-5.
Anybody got a little fight?
I don't want to hear nothing about
them.
They're
so heckling giant, man. They heckling giant, man. They honestly are. How about the biggest story in football? Joshua Dobbs jumping off the airplane.
I mean, that's...
ain't thrown to nobody. Don't know nobody. Don't know their names. Ain't took no snaps. None of that. Jumps in there and goes balls.
Yeah, it made me think that we give up on him too early. The way he playing. Because we had him last year.
Tennessee had him last year.
Yeah, we didn't see none of that. And we had him multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, we drafted him. And then we let him go.
Put him on practice squad. Brought him
did
back.
All that. Came back. Got him again. And he still didn't show none of this. Man, it's just like we ain't got luck with quarterbacks right now.
Balling, man. So they come from behind and beat Atlanta 31-28. Yesterday, watching Red Zone, man, all I could hear is your voice talking about Geno. Man, listen. Baltimore put that heat on Geno, man, and he just lay down. Lay down or get down.
Yeah,
he did both of them.
I don't even take him serious.
Baltimore, are they for real?
their defense this year. That's the only difference. Listen, the only difference in there. Everybody keep talking about that Lamar got weapons. Man, Lamar still throwing the same passes to Andrews.
Same Lamar.
Still throwing the same passes to Andrews.
Yeah.
Bro, they just got a defense this year.
Yeah.
They ain't been had no defense. They got a defensive coordinator. McDonald, he got them playing defense like the back in the days Ravens. The Terrell Suggs.
Smash my defense.
That Raven team now. Cause that don't none of those Raven teams scare me but that team. With Ray Lewis and all them. Suggs. That's the team that's scary. These teams now, we done already beat them bums. We don't care nothing about them.
37-3 beatdown to Seattle.
They can't handle it. You can't reenact Lamar. You got to see him and face him to know what you up against. And then by that time, it's too late.
He by you. So
it's over with. Damn, look. What
Lamar needs, people need to stop trying to make Lamar something else. Lamar is Lamar. He's great at what he
Man,
does.
He's a talent at quarterback.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
Like, just like all these other guys. Except he can hit from both angles.
Yeah. On the ground, hit you with the little pass. It may not be what you think it's supposed to be, but it's effective.
It's effective, bro.
It's dangerous.
And the only what problem the last couple years? He ain't been healthy around playoff time.
True, that's true.
That's it. Last two seasons he been hurt.
That's true. Healthy Lamar is a scary sight, bro.
Yeah, like the last time he was in the playoffs, they should have beat Mahomes. They lost to a Mahomes on like a fluke play. Like, that right there is enough. Like, Lamar don't surprise me. Don't nothing surprise me with Lamar. You see how good his record is against the NFC team?
Yeah, he kills him.
He beats him down. You know why? What NFC teams are he facing? But once every 4 years.
Yeah, true. And then they play like one division. How it goes.
Like he's facing.
They don't get to see him enough. They don't know.
They don't see him. You can't match him, bro. You can't practice against him.
Can't prep for that at all.
You just gotta know what you up against. And we know.
Cleveland beat down Arizona. Arizona just made sure to go back into that flopping.
No, they ready now.
Get rid of Josh Dobbs. Dobbs over there playing too well, wasn't
it? Yeah, too well.
Yeah.
They can really tank now.
Go ahead and let him go. Rams, without your boy with his thumb messed up. Green Bay, Jordan Love, man, they put up 20 points yesterday, 20-3 when they beat the Rams, but you're playing a backup. Green Bay is not good.
We got them this week. I don't want to talk bad about Green Bay.
Well, don't try to
until after we beat them.
They're bad.
Nah, they ain't bad.
They're not good. Jordan Love's not good.
Jordan Love might not be that good. But that Packer team is good.
Oh, my. Well, you are nothing but a Steelers fan, man.
No, that Packer team is good.
How? Where?
They don't have... What they rebuilding at? Other than quarterback.
Name the receivers.
Dobbs.
Name the receivers.
What more would I name? That's their number one receiver, Dobbs.
Who else?
They got...
Trash.
No, they got that 6'4 receiver that goes deep.
Trash.
Nah, he ain't trash.
Where he been going deep at?
Nah, he been hurt. No, I'm just saying he been hurt, though.
Trash. Yeah, we already talked about CJ Stroud. They beat the Bucks. Beat Baker. Baker had a late drive, man, to get the Bucks. Get the Bucks right there, man.
Baker is one of those guys that he might get you. He might get you all the way to the well, but he'll pass out before he get the drink. All the way to the well and don't even get the drink.
Washington Commanders got another win yesterday, man.
Man, Washington been gay, bro. They got rid of both of their guys. They ends, bro.
That's crazy how they did that.
Yeah, that's like...
What's that about?
We don't deserve to talk about them.
Get rid of Sweat and Young. Why?
They don't get that regime. They got a new regime. They finna clean house.
They're trying to start it over, huh?
They gonna start it over.
So, what about Howell? You like the quarterback?
He ain't bad.
He's decent. Yeah. Saints yesterday.
I'm liking the Saints, though.
Why?
They stink, but I'm liking them because they won.
You liking the Saints?
I'm liking the Saints. They still hanging around. We know they the best team. We know they the best team. No matter how much you love hating on the Saints, We know that they are the best team in that division, right or wrong? Right or wrong now? They the best team. Atlanta, come on now. Atlanta just lost to a backup quarterback that ain't even had practice and they beat them. So you telling me Atlanta's better than the Saints? No, you can't say it.
I would have said that before Sunday.
They lost to a backup quarterback that ain't never even practiced with the team. How? How you can't let that happen.
I said I would have said that before yesterday.
Yeah. No, but I still don't think they're better than the Saints. It's just Derek Carr is average at best. Derek Carr. I don't know, bro. I just know that the Saints is the best team in that division. Saints got a Super Bowl playoffs caliber defense.
They're going in the right direction because.
But Atlanta got a nice core too, though. But yeah. They just don't got no quarterback.
Yeah. That's kind of a problem.
They ain't got no quarterback.
The Panthers are not even a chance. I had faith a little bit in the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield.
I never had faith in.
But you know what's crazy about that?
What?
Let me tell you about that division. Saints have won their last two. Mm-hmm. And they're on top of the division at 5-4.
Right.
Second of that division is Falcons at 4-5. They lost their last two. The Bucs are third at 3-5. They lost four in a row.
Right. I know. They started out with like 4-1. The Bucs.
No, at 3-5. They started out like
3-1.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They lost four in a row.
Yeah. They started out good.
So the Saints are, I mean, they could run away with the division.
They are the best team in that division.
But the Falcons. Yeah. Play pretty good defense, B.A. And,
yeah, but the Saints play better defense.
And they don't have a quarterback right now.
And they don't have a quarterback. Saints do got an average. I'd take an average quarterback over no quarterback.
That's true.
Riddick. What a name. Not Riddick. What a name? Yeah, that's a name.
Ritter.
Well, Ritter is.
On the bench.
Yeah, he's trash. He fumbled. He's a turnover machine.
Heineke. It's just an average.
Nah, Heineke's better than Ritter.
Yeah, he played well for Washington. Well, you think he's better?
I think he's better than Ritter. I think so.
First probably athletic.
But they're close. So, if they're close, why are you not playing the young guy? Why are you playing Heineke?
Yeah, well, because the young guy's been turning the ball over left and right. He's been turning the ball over left and right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why. But the rookie, the Division 2 guy for the Bears played pretty well. He threw three picks yesterday against the Saints. What do you think about Bryce Young of Carolina, man?
Man,
didn't look good yesterday.
Two pick sixes. By the same corner.
Didn't look good yesterday.
Yeah, I ain't buying.
Didn't look good at
all. I ain't buying. Only good quarterback come out of there was Tua. Alabama. Hurts and Tua. The rest of no quarterbacks don't amount to a hill of beans.
Mac Jones?
Mac Jones, trash. But he fit the 49ers. If he went to the 49ers from Jump Street, he would be a lot better. See, that's the difference where you go.
Well, he went to the Patriots.
Patriots trash, though. They don't have no weapons. The Patriots had their defensive coordinator calling plays on offense.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
Come crazy. On, that's man. Patricia. Colin plays on offense, bro. How you expect to be?
Pencil, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The New York Giants. Disaster.
Yes.
Give him $40 million, go out there and get hurt, come back, then tear ACL out for the season.
Yeah. And then you did sign your running back.
For fear of injury.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
You say, Saquon, do you even want to even talk to them?
I don't even want to negotiate. I'm thinking if I'm Saquon, if they offer me double, I probably wouldn't want to go.
He's not going to reach the little incentive that he re-signed the contract for anyway.
Right.
We all question about why he signed it. We don't know what his financial status is. We don't know what.
Yeah, he just wanted that money, bro.
It's hard to leave that money on
the
table.
Why would you leave it on the table? Don't make the mistake Le'Veon Bell made.
It's hard to leave the money on the table.
Le'Veon Bell made that mistake talking about he going to reset the running back market, set out $14 million. And he was getting a $14 million franchise.
The big exception, yeah. They knocked that down.
Yeah, that's done went to 10. Now,
that's crazy.
How it go
backwards like that? By that much.
By that much. Franchise 5 years ago was 14, now it's 10. Man, they need to go on and do something about that.
That's crazy. Dallas and Philly. Eagles just keep scratching and clawing and getting by. But Dallas, Dak, I don't know how much more you can ask for Dak. Like, people get on Dak and he's the most scrutinized quarterback in the league. I don't know how much more Dak can do.
Boy, if we had quarterback play like that, we'd probably be undefeated right now.
What else Dak got to do, B.A.?
I don't know. Cowboy fans are so... their expectations are so high, bro.
And it's like, when Dak does, he steps out of bounds. When Dak didn't throw this to the open receiver. When he does something, it's because...
it's magnified.
It's so magnified because he is everything for y'all.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So when he make one mistake, y'all, like, the world is ended. Mm-hmm. Because without Dak, you got nothing.
And all the eggs are in Dax.
Where that bona fide defense at?
Man, that defense, that ship sailed a long time ago. When that ship sailed when that cornerback got hurt.
You think?
Yeah, when that
cornerback. When he got hurt in practice?
Yeah, when he tore his ACL, that cornerback was out for the year. It was over with.
The Eagles and Jalen Hurts, are you buying the Eagles? 8-1, best record in the league.
Yeah, they good. They ain't
flashy,
they got two new coordinators. So you can't expect them to be playing as good as they played last year. Plus, they let Gardner Johnson go.
Yeah, they got a whole new secondary right there.
And that hurt him. Byer.
Yeah.
And he going to take him a few games to get the system under his belt.
Yeah, he's a smart player, though. Real smart player.
Yeah.
The Bengals and the Bills last night. The Josh Allen and the Bills, man.
Pretenders.
Joe Burrow is back to being Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow tough, man.
Joe Burrow's a bad boy. And you can see he's healthy now.
I like Burrow. He moving and getting out of that pocket, scrambling in front of the 18
yard. Joe Burrow is tough, man.
That make it hard on us.
Joe Burrow is tough.
You gotta play them Bengals twice coming up too.
He's definitely tough, man. Let's see what we got in week 10 coming up. And make a educated decision on our picks coming up. So we got the Chargers and the Jets tonight. Chargers -2 in New York. Tough defense in New York.
Man,
Zach Wilson and the boys.
I like the Jets, man.
Jets +2.
I like the Jets.
I like them too. I do. Because I don't have no faith in Hurt.
Nothing about the Chargers. They always want to go for it and don't get it. Acting like they such a good offense.
He threw a pretty ball, though.
That's about it. But it's up in the stands, though.
You got Carolina Panthers at the Bears. Bears -3. The Bears.
I like the Bears.
Colts at the Patriots. Colts -2 at the Patriots. Colts.
No.
I like the Colts.
No.
You can take the Patriots +2 at home all you want to.
Yeah.
Go with Mac Jones and Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia. Go ahead and roll with them, buddy.
Nah, I can't take them. I can't take that offense.
Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Smash mouth matchup. Two matchup. Two defenses going at it. Baltimore -5.5.
I like Cleveland. Sean Watson back, though, but I still like Cleveland.
Give me Baltimore. -5.5. Baltimore by a touchdown. CJ Stroud at the Bengals. Bengals -7.
Bengals upset alert. Shroud.
Nah. Give me Bengals. Give me Bengals. Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow, and the Bengals. I like them. At home, love it. San Francisco -3 at Jacksonville. Jacksonville +3, I'm taking. You like San Francisco? -3? San Fran -3. Go with Purdy. I'm going with Sunshine. New Orleans at Minnesota. New Orleans -2.5.
I like New Orleans. Cover.
Saints defense. No doubt. Green Bay at the big ketchup bottle. Pittsburgh -3.5. I like Pittsburgh by a touchdown.
I like Green Bay.
Oh, man. Don't do that, man.
I like Green Bay.
Don't even listen to him, y'all. He taking Pittsburgh. My Titans in Tampa, in the Sunshine. Tampa Bay -1. Give me the Titans. We're going to beat them down. We destroy teams from the NFC East. NFC South, we're going to destroy them. Who Who you taking in that game?
I might take y'all one out.
Atlanta minus 1.5 at Arizona.
I'm taking Atlanta. And I don't want to take
Detroit minus 1.5 at the Chargers. Detroit for me. Who you taking in that one?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the D. I'm gonna go with Detroit.
Giants at the Cowboys.
I'm taking the Cowboys minus whatever they give them.
Cowboys minus 15.5. It is going to be destruction. Yes. Coming off a loss to at home in Jerry's World. Mm-hmm. How about them Cowboys? Washington Commanders at the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm taking the Seahawks.
Seahawks minus 6. Give me Washington. Plus 6 on the road. Giants at the Raiders. No, Jets at the Raiders. Jets minus 2.5.
No. I'm taking the Jets. That defense gonna dominate. The
Jets. You just gotta go with the Jets, man. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens tonight in the Jets game. Broncos. Man, why do they have these late games like this? Broncos playing the Bills. Hide the Bills in prime time all the time.
Damn, bro. Oh, I'm so tired of Josh Allen.
Russell Wilson versus Josh Allen. Bills minus 7.5. Gotta take the Bills, but I'm sick of watching Buffalo, man. Mm-hmm. That's not a team I want to watch, man.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it,
man. Not at all, man. Wrap up. Talk about your boys, the Lakers, man. What's going on with the Lakers and LeBron? How you feeling? You feeling good about the season, the way it's going?
Man, we got about 5 people out, bro.
I don't want to hear none of that.
No, everybody the rotation. Somebody. Like, we ain't got no rotation. We playing, seven-man rotation, bro.
How do you feel about
Vanderbilt out?
How do you feel
Rue about out?
You won without them other
Vincent night. Vincent out.
You won without them other night.
No, I'm just saying that's what's wrong.
How do you feel about the direction the Lakers are headed?
Oh, I like the direction we're headed.
Okay, you're not already ready to trade and do all that?
No.
You think it's going to work out?
They got to get healthy.
You think it's going to work out?
No, I don't think it's going to work out, but they got to get healthy.
How? You don't have no faith?
No, I don't like what I'm seeing. But I like to play. They gonna come through.
Keep running the run at that 35, 36 minutes a game. I like that though. Wear him down.
Nah.
Wear the big fella down in year 21. It's amazing what that man's doing, man. Dumps Juice Radio, over and out.